Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't like parties, you can nod off for the next few minutes, because today's gospel is all about parties. And if you don't enjoy parties, you're going to miss the point. But I don't think, am I right, that many people are going to go to sleep. I hope not anyway, because nearly all of us enjoy a party. Jesus certainly did. He was often a guest at parties himself. We don't often think of him in that light, do we? Jesus, the party person. Perhaps that's not quite the right expression, but over and over again, a dinner party, a wedding, a simple meal. All these were really a very frequent setting for some of Jesus' greatest teaching. So Jesus was drawing from his own experience in talking about party behaviour. I guess he knew too that most of his hearers liked parties as well. And I guess he knows again, as I say this morning, most of us here at St Andrew's like a good party as well. Let's just look for a few moments at what Jesus actually said. You might like just to glance at your news sheet for a moment. First of all, Jesus offers some very straightforward comments, some advice to guests at a party. If you find yourself at a formal party with lots of people, don't go and sit down at the top table. You could end up very embarrassed. Better do the opposite, and you might get a nice surprise. Come up higher, bit like an unexpected airline upgrade. All this is good advice, but it's really common sense, not especially challenging. The bite of what Jesus has to say is in the last three verses. Advice to hosts. Don't ask people to a meal if your real reason for asking them to a meal is a sort of sneaking hope that you might be asked back. Now, said Jesus, who should you invite to a meal? Not the people we've been talking about. People who will always ask us back. People like us. Oh no, it should be the poor, the crippled, the blame, the blind and the lame. Tough words, very tough. Oh yes, I know that Jesus was a wonderful Jewish storyteller. And like all Jewish storytellers, he exaggerates, sometimes wildly, to make the point he wants to make. But here, there is a very serious point. It's more than a serious point. Jesus is totally open in all his relationships. This man eats with sinners, they said. He mixes with the lowest in society. He even mixes with prostitutes and calls them his friends. Jesus challenges all who hear his words about our relationships, personal and public. We're challenged about our own personal friendships by these words of Jesus. And I've chosen as my text this morning the words from the epistle today that fit this theme so very well. Don't neglect to show hospitality to strangers, because some people have entertained angels unawares, like Abraham. The people who are best at offering hospitality, not the very rich, but the very poor. You may have experienced that somewhere, perhaps in a very poor country. I've experienced it in Africa and in India. It's very humbling and very moving when very poor people offer you hospitality. But for us here, The stranger is somehow not that easy. The stranger is often, isn't he or she, so strange, but also a child of God, my sister and my brother. And perhaps today's gospel might just urge us on to widen our circle of friendships just a little. We're challenged as a church, too, by these words of Jesus. Nobody is an outsider here, I once saw on a notice board outside an American church. Was it in fact true, as well as on the notice board? It's not easy. But Christ calls us to recognize his own face in the faces of those who are on the outside. And I know, that St. Andrew's here is a much more inclusive community than it was 35 years ago when I first had the privilege of taking a service here with you. We're challenged as a nation by these words of Jesus. Welcoming strangers is at the heart of our history. Britain today is the result of wave after wave of immigrants. As Daniel Defoe said 200 years ago, we British people are a nation of mongrels. And each new wave has enriched and strengthened our national life. Saxons, Danes, Normans, Jews, Huguenots long ago, and more recently, those from Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean. All, sooner or later, add to our national richness and diversity and become a part of constantly evolving British identity. This isn't the kingdom of God, don't misunderstand me, but our historical record over the centuries, judged by these words of Jesus, isn't that bad and makes me proud to be British. But you wouldn't think so, would you, from what's going on at the moment? It's very high on our agenda as a nation at the moment. Of course, immigration presents big practical problems. Every government in a rich country has to respond in some way to it. In the real world, completely open borders are a political impossibility. But does the way in which the whole issue of immigration, the way in which it's become a political football with so many people in politics today and so much in the media, apparently vying to see who can pander most effectively to popular fears and promise the most harsh new laws, does this measure up to our claim to be an open, civilized, yes, still a Christian society? Should we not be making common cause with other Christians and other people of faith, besieging our MPs on this issue? What was the sermon about this morning? What did he have to say? Oh, he went banging on and on about what we ought to be doing and what we weren't doing. Well, I don't want to end on that tone. The Christian faith isn't at the end of the day about do this. It's about what happened. It's about good news. It's about a man who talked about parties and then went on to challenge his hearers, get out of your comfort zone and think about these issues. More important, it's about a man who spoke about these things and whose words and actions matched up 100%, and whose generosity was so great, so challenging to others, that he was killed. But he did not stop loving. It was God's love that he showed, and God's love was not defeated. The risen Lord Jesus makes us his friends today. He invites us to share in a meal where all that he spoke about in the gospel is lived out for us. Kneeling in a few moments together at the communion rail, where we're all brought in from the outside as his beloved friends. Here we act out what Jesus spoke about and are offered that gift of generosity that makes it possible to hear the words this morning and to begin to live them out. May we accept that gift of generosity today. Amen.